Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. And on the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him, because his destiny was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. James and John are very privileged, even in the community of disciples of Jesus. I mean, Jesus takes them aside, Peter, James, and John, on certain privileged moments that are not given to the other disciples. And yet, in the Gospel of Mark, when Mark names the 12, and he comes to James and John, that Jesus calls James and John, and Jesus gave them a nickname called Boanerges. And Boanerges means sons of thunder. So whatever there was about James and John, it seems they were sons of thunder. They were impetuous, judgmental. They were probably impatient, whatever the sons of thunder means. If somebody told you you were a son or a daughter of thunder, you'd say, wow. I mean, what does that mean? It means you're an intense person for sure. Having said that, they're full of judgment about others. They would fit perfectly into our culture today in our country. We are full of judgments. I mean, we're sons of thunder and daughters of thunder. I mean, in our social or political discourse, we are so full of judgments. I mean, if you're on one side of it, we'll say you're blind and you're deaf, and the other side will say, and you're a communist, or whatever it is. But we're full of judgments. We are so divided. That happens even in the church. I mean, we have conservatives and liberals. Let me give you one small example. On Sunday, I do the 9:30 Mass here usually. But then later in the day, I like to go to Mass, so I find some other church, or not Holy Family, and I go to the afternoon or late morning or afternoon Mass, because I like to pray the Mass with the people. So I went to a Tridentine Mass, which was all in Latin. I mean, I grew up with Latin. I did high school, all my seminary was all in Latin. So I knew Latin very well. And so this Mass was in Latin, in the same Mass that I celebrated 60 years ago when I was ordained, a Mass which has been replaced many times in liturgical reforms. And yet, some parishes, not too many, occasionally have the Tridentine Latin Mass. So, well, okay, I need to experience this. So I went to the Latin Mass. And priest came out with his little beretta on. Remember, the priest used to have the little hat on, the little beretta? Come out with the beretta. Back to the people, turn around, say, "Dominus vobiscum." Anybody remember? "Et cum spiritu tuo." "Sursum corda, gratias agamus," all that, you know, it's all in Latin. Oh, I answered all the stuff in Latin, you know, my own, to myself. And then they sang the Kyrie, the Missa de Angelus, you know. And then they sang the Gloria, and then they went on, and then they read the Gospel in Latin, and then they read it in English, and then the priest gave a sermon. By the time his sermon was finished, it was 1 hour. And it was a two-hour Mass. And I said, my God, if we did this at Holy Family, people would walk out. It's a two-hour Mass. A fairly large crowd now, a lot of young families, all the women wore mantillas, very traditional. And there was only one, my dog was not impatient. My dog just sat down there and slept right through the Mass. The only person in the church who was impatient was me. I was saying, God, how long is this going to go on? Nobody else was impatient. And I went away from there saying, we can make a judgment about this. We can say this is out of date and some that. But then I thought to myself, but they're praying. They're good people. They're here to pray. They're decent, honorable people. They're struggling to do the best they can to follow Jesus. And I thought, why would I even think about making a negative judgment about them? I mean, instead, I should ask them to pray for me. Maybe I'll improve. So when we're tempted to make a judgment, remember James and John, the sons of thunder, and Jesus rebukes them when they want to make a judgment here. Should we, I mean, that big judgment now, should we bring fire down from heaven and destroy all these Samaritans? Because, of course, Samaritans and Jews were very separated. Even today, some of you have been to the Holy Land or understand Samaritan areas and Jewish areas. They were divided. It's a long history, but they had a great contempt for one another, which explains, by the way, Mark chapter 10, you know, the Good Samaritan, the outsider, the reviled person, who is the person who shows you how to love, you know. Anyway, so take this gospel now, and when today you're tempted to make a judgment about somebody, think of the word of God and say, when they were making a judgment, Jesus rebuked them and said, do not make a judgment like that. It's good teaching. Amen.